Welcome to Game Day, the weekly devotion for sports people by Christians in Sport.
Nicknames in sport stick, especially in teams. It can originate from anything like a historic moment in a crucial match to an ongoing habit. Quite often they're linked to a resemblance of another famous player or a simple play on words. Adding Y or O to the end of a surname often works and sticks. John in his gospel captures seven nicknames of Jesus. Nicknames that Jesus gives himself. Nicknames that point to his identity and mission as God and rescuer. They are pictures to help us understand different aspects of his nature and purpose. In this series, we'll deep dive into each of these seven nicknames in turn and see how the revealed nature and purpose of Jesus can have significant impact on the way we view and play our sport. Before we look at the first nickname, it's helpful to wander back through the pages of the Old Testament to appreciate the depth and significance of the language that Jesus uses. I am is the way that God identifies himself to Moses. I am is the term God uses to describe his all-encompassing nature. In Exodus 3, God is literally saying to Moses, I need no name. I am who I am. I am God. And no name suffices to handle my all-sufficient and all-powerful nature. So when Jesus uses the same I am statement, he is making sure that people listening make no mistake as to who he is identifying with. I am God. I am the all-sufficient, all-powerful one. I am who I am. Jesus, as recorded in John's Gospel, accompanies these qualifying statements with special signs, miracles that point to his identity as God and his unique ability to do for mankind what no one else can. So let's look at the first of the I ams. I am the bread of life in John 6, verse 35. What would you say is your greatest need in sport? An injury-free season, 3 points, security for a new contract, place in the starting lineup, a new PB. In John 6, verse 35, Jesus says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. He's just fed 5,000 people from 5 loaves and 2 fish. And during the discourse between Jesus and the people, it becomes obvious that people do not believe he is God, but merely someone who could satisfy their immediate need of hunger. It says in verse 26, very truly I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. See, at times, those immediate needs in sport take our attention and focus. And that's good. It's what makes you a sports person, goals, aims, ambition, drive. But it goes sour when we raise those good things up to the status of ultimate things. When we think those 3 points, a PB or new contract, will bring us true satisfaction, will bring us true rest, or true happiness, or true fulfillment. They won't. Jesus is speaking to people who need bread to live. Without it, they will die. And Jesus is saying, I am the bread you need. Without me, you will die. And Jesus speaks to sports people who often get hung up on what they perceive to be ultimate needs. And Jesus is saying, I am the one who fulfills your ultimate need. I am the one who satisfies. I am he who brings eternal life, where you'll never go hungry, thirsty, or be disappointed, dissatisfied, unfulfilled. Come to me. Recognize who I am. Trust in what I offer and feast. What a joy to be a Christian in sport today. Go and play. Let's pray. Father God, thank you that because of Jesus, I will never hunger or thirst, or be in want or need again. Today, please help me to have that right perspective. Amen. And let's pray for our friends. Take a few minutes to pray for those in your sport, that God will open a door for his message in your club or team this game day.
Thanks for listening to Game Day. If you don't currently get Game Day in your inbox each week, you can sign up at christiansinsport.org.uk/gameday. Do check out the Christians in Sport podcast on all platforms for interviews, stories, and discussions about being a Christian in the world of sport. And do connect with us or get in touch on our website to find out more about how we work with and support sports people and help speak of Jesus into the world of sport. See you next week.